Hey there, greetings and salam. My name is Naima B. Robert and I'm an award-winning author, editor and book coach for women who have an idea and want to take that idea all the way to publishing and launching their book. And I'm here with a wake-up call for all of you who decided that 2020 would be the year that you would finally write and publish your book. But before I go into my wake-up call, I want to ask you a question. How much progress have you made in the past few weeks? Have you created your outline? Have you started writing? Are you halfway through? Or have you shelved it? Have you allowed the current uncertainty in our world to blow you off course? Have you shelved your book? Have you given up on your idea? Or have you decided that it's not for now? Now is not the right time. If that's you, I'm really here to give a public service announcement, okay? There is never a good time. What there is, always, is an opportunity. And that's what I would like to share with you in this video series that I've created, especially for those of you who have been wanting to write a book and have not made the progress that you could have. We all know that our current situation is one where everybody is in a state of flux. Our lifestyles have changed. Our routines have changed. A lot of things are up in the air and there is uncertainty all around. But I want to bring you back to focus on a few key points, because what I believe, and I'm going to just be open about this, I believe that if we have our health and our family and we are safe in our homes, we have everything we need to thrive. I'm going to say that again. If we have our health, we have our family, and we have are safe in our homes, and we have enough to eat and enough toilet roll, then we have everything we need to thrive. So if that is the case, and let's just accept for now that it is, that you have everything you need to thrive, then I'm going to challenge you. Why should your book be on the back burner? Why should your book be put on the shelf? Why do you feel that your story is no longer worth telling, or that your message is no longer worth sharing? Who told you that? We're making choices all the time. And so I invite you now to go through this is like a State of the Union address, okay? This is like, hey, calling all of you who ever said that I want to write and publish my book in 2020, this message is for you, because I'm calling everybody to order right now, okay? And so this is how it goes. We know the current situation, so let's go into what that means for us as women with a message, as people with a story to tell, as people who have a book inside us. What does this mean for us? Well, firstly, what we need to be looking at is our mindset. What is going on in our heads that has made us pause on our writing project, that has made us reluctant to move forward? It's the fear. It's the fear, it's the lack of control. And so the first thing that I'm going to invite every single one of you to do is reframe your current situation as an opportunity. Ask yourself the question, how could this be the best thing that ever happened for my book and for my mission and for my message and my legacy? Second, focus on what you can control. Focus on what's going on up here. Focus on how you're using your time. Focus on what you're listening to, what you're taking in, and what you are doing on a daily basis. Third, reclaim your legacy and recommit to it. Get back in touch with your why. And so as you implement these mindset shifts that are needed, I want to go into very briefly in this video just a few of the things that some of the problems that I'm seeing coming up with my clients and, you know, my potential clients, how we can deal with those, some of the strategies that you can use to not allow some of these issues that have arisen to blow you off course and take you into the middle of 2020 even further away from your dream of writing a book. We don't want you further away from your dream. We want you achieving your dream in this time. So the first thing that I'm seeing is that I'm seeing ladies who are paralyzed with fear of the unknown and the uncertainty. And this really, this kind of this fear and this contraction is leading them to give up on their book project, shelve it, consider it that it's not important. And, you know, when we do that, it leads to a loss of motivation in general, okay? So if you thought you were a procrastinator before, boy, now don't you have excuses to procrastinate, right? You've got excuses plenty. The world economy, corona, the kids are all home. Now, those of us who were making excuses before, we feel that we have a ton of legitimate excuses, right, for why we haven't written our book. But what I'm going to invite you to do is put these strategies into play. Double down on your mindset. Reframe the situation that you're in and focus on your dream. Really kind of amplify it and recommit to it and revisit that why. It's so important. The other thing that I'm seeing happening is that there are new demands on our time. Okay, our usual routine, our daily routines have shifted, and now maybe there are children at home, maybe spouses at home, maybe you don't have the space that you had before, the time that you had before. And what that means is that, especially as women, typically we end up putting ourselves last. We put our dreams and goals on the back burner, and we prioritize everybody else. And that means that your book is going to be shelved. Your book, if you haven't recommitted to your why and reconnected to it, your book is going to be a nice to have. It's going to be a hobby. And as we all know, hobbies don't get priority, okay? Passions get priority. Passion gets priority. Mission gets priority. And so, again, I invite you to recommit. But then on a practical level, let's look at how you can leverage things like writing sprints. Okay, so if you can just find 10, 20, 30 minutes a day to sprint right in that time. Another strategy I'm teaching my clients is to leverage tech, okay? Tools like Google Talk to Text, and also recording as well, recording the pieces that they want to put into the book, and, you know, have an opportunity to check in daily or weekly with a word count so you can stay accountable, right? This is what we are doing with our clients at the moment, is to just keep the momentum going and keep them on course, is that they do have a weekly check-in with their word counts specifically, right? So they keep on course. And then the third thing that I'm seeing with my clients and potential clients is feeling reluctant to invest the time and the resources in the support that they need, okay? And basically what that means is that if you have decided, okay, I'm not going to spend anything, or I'm not gonna spend any time, I'm not gonna spend any money, then what that means is that you can't get the help that you need. And that just slows everything down. So all those stories, the I'm not good enough, the who do I think I am to write a book, and all the chatter in your head, you don't have anybody to help you through that, to put that into context, you know. You don't have somebody kind of checking in with you to say, you know, how is it going? Where is the word count? You know, you don't have somebody to look over your book idea and give you feedback, or read your chapters and give you feedback. And so that means that, again, more excuses. More excuses to procrastinate, more excuses to put it on the shelf. And so really what I would advise is, at this time, take up any offers of, you know, working with an expert where they are offering something, maybe something at a lower price point, especially because of the current, you know, economic situation. Take up those offers. Okay, if there are any offers of split payments, or if you're able to do like a payment plan, do that. But most importantly, focus on the value. Focus on the value of your project. Focus on the value of your book, the long-term value. Be one of those people that really does see the long-term and not just in the short-term. Because a lot of people at the moment are in fear and contraction, and they may stay there until this crisis is over. And they may feel that it's safer for them to stay in fear and contraction because they protect themselves in this time. However, all that means is that you will either be simply treading water, or more likely, you will take steps backwards. And so when the crisis is over, you are going to come out of the crisis behind others, not having made the progress you could have made, not having achieved what you could have achieved, not having built what you could have built if you had simply reframed, let go of the fear, and taken a helping hand, you know, to see you over the fear, over the bridge of fear to the other side. So I hope that that has given you some food for thought. I have more videos coming out that kind of break this down into smaller chunks. But for now, just want to let you know that we do have a case study group that we're working with. We're calling it the lockdown experiment. But we are working with women just like you over the next 90 days to get their book done. Basic, from idea, getting that idea clarified, getting your audience clarified, getting clear on your book's message or your story, creating a banging outline, a solid structure, and then holding their hands as they write their book and get it finished so they can edit it and get it ready for the world. And if you, that sounds like something that would help you, something that you would love to be a part of, then just reply to this email with committed or comment below with committed and let's have a chat to see if you're a fit. Okay, see if we're a fit to work together, to see if we can help you to get your book out after all this crisis is over. Look out for my next videos coming in the next couple of days and I hope to see you on the other side. Take care.